VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Crew members of a Swiss commercial ship have been taken hostage by pirates who attacked the vessel as it sailed off the coast of Nigeria. The ship MV Glarus, with 19 crew members on board, was attacked as it was carrying wheat from the Nigerian commercial capital Lagos to Port Harcourt. 7 crew members were from the Philippines. Others were from Slovenia, Ukraine, Romania, Croatia, and Bosnia. 12 of the 19 were taken hostage. Piracy has been rising in the southern Niger Delta region in the past few years, along with a number of sailors kidnapped for ransom. Many people in Tanzania are mourning as the first 12 bodies were buried Sunday from a ferry accident that left at least 224 people dead on Thursday. The overcrowded ferry was traveling to a popular open-air market when it capsized about 50 meters before reaching the shore. Although the maximum capacity for the ferry was 100 people, it's estimated as many as 300 people could have been on board. Tanzania's president ordered the arrest of all the operators of the ferry. The captain, who left the ferry to be steered by someone not properly trained, is already in custody. People in the Maldives voted for president Sunday. President Abdullah Yameen and opposition candidate Ibrahim Mohamed Soleh both voted early in Male, the capital. Yameen is seeking a second 5-year term in office. His path to re-election seems assured. His main rivals are either in jail or in exile. He imposed a state of emergency earlier this year. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the U.S. will win any trade war with China. He spoke to Fox News the day before the administration's latest tariffs on Chinese imports go into effect. The Trump administration has demanded that China better protect American intellectual property, including ending the practice of cyber theft. Although two organizations have claimed responsibility for an attack on a parade in Iran Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani is putting a lot of the blame on the United States. The Islamic State and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz have both said they were behind the attack on the military parade, in which 25 people were shot and killed. The United States has denounced the attack, and Sunday, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley told ABC News that Rouhani should consider talking to President Trump. The Afghan Taliban has warned the United States against meeting what it called fake and fraudulent Taliban delegations. It said such contacts could, quote, seriously harm any possible genuine process of dialogue. Police and supporters of Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega fought in Managua Sunday, with demonstrators calling for the release of people imprisoned during recent protests. At least one person was killed in the fighting. Hundreds of protesters carrying Nicaragua's blue and white flag gathered in the eastern part of the capital in the morning after squads of police prevented the demonstrators from reaching the city center. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at the crowd, and armed supporters of Ortega opened fire on demonstrators. The top story of the hour: crew members of a Swiss commercial ship have been taken hostage by pirates who attacked the vessel as it sailed off the coast of Nigeria. The ship is the MV Glarus, with 19 crew on board. It was attacked as it was carrying wheat from the Nigerian commercial capital Lagos to Port Harcourt. 7 crew members were from the Philippines. Others were from Slovenia, Ukraine, Romania, Croatia, and Bosnia. 12 of the 19 were taken hostage. Privacy has been rising in the southern Niger Delta region in the past few years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.